Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
We go home, baby.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody, welcome to Soul Every Day with your boy PDP. Right now, man, I got Seminole State Trojans assistant coach and player development coach, man, Coach Tyrell Cummins. Let me hit the ghetto bell. What's up, bro?
Man, what's going on? What's happening?
Not much. Not much, man. Go ahead and talking about you guys this week. How you guys turned? You guys had two games this week, man, and we're going to get into that. First and foremost, man, I just want to know how you guys doing, you know what I'm saying, just as people as right now, the baseball team and yourself.
Oh, gosh, as people in general, and we're doing well. We're doing well now. As a baseball team, now we took three L's this week, so we on the bounce back, and we back in the shop. We're getting busy, you know, trying to tweak up some things. We played against Crowder this week. We was in a slugfest this week, and we ended up getting taken out 18-16. Now,
yes, man.
Our hitter
right there, man. 18-16. That's almost like a pretty close football game, as some people would say, man. Two powerhouses right there, and kind of walk the people what happened through that game, man. Were you guys ahead going up in first, or how did that come about?
Yeah, we were ahead all the way through the sixth inning. Our hitters, man, we came out, we swung the bats well. We just had one inning, which cost. No, we had a total on the day. Let me see what it was. A total of 13 walks. You know, and those walks, you know, majority of them come after the sixth inning, which end up getting us. Like, and you know, anytime we put up 16 runs, you know, a team we deserve to win. You know, we should win, but you know, that day with Crowder, they could swing it real well. You know, they coming, and so we got to tweak up some things, and then. It's crazy. Same thing. What happened there? We had 13 walks. We come back against Weatherford yesterday, and we had 14 strikeouts. So it flipped on us.
Oh wow! So for the people who are just now tuning in, that really know the game of baseball that well, when you said you guys had 13 walks. So, kind of elaborate on that a little bit. Did you have 13? Were your pitchers giving up walks, or were you guys
right? Offensively? Yeah, our pitching staff, we gave we walked too many hitters that after the sixth inning, which ended up causing that. And then it flipped on us come Thursday against Weatherford. And so pitching was great. Pitchers came ready to go that day. Well, we ended up losing 6-2. But then our hitters that day, we didn't swing back. We had too many fastballs and had too many strikeouts that day. We had 14 strikeouts yesterday.
14 people strike out yesterday?
Wow.
So what's going on, man? So one day, you know, you guys are giving up walks, and the next day you guys got people striking out. So as a coach, you don't have to give your whole details out though, but as a coach, whenever you guys come together at the end of the day to recollect on your game on your guys' games that how that went, what are some of the key factors that you guys are trying to focus on?
Quality ABs. We discussed yesterday after the game and today. Quality ABs, and then you know you can't let the umpire dictate your ABs. We had a couple few of our guys. They let the umpire take their bat out their hands. You know, one bad call. You know, you can't hang your head down. You got to stay in there. Get you know, dig your cleats in there and go to work.
I know, that's right, man. Like you said, one bad call. And so with that being said, I know you guys played against Crowder. That was at home. So two out of the three games that you guys have lost has been away games. And you guys started out 2-0 and has lost three straight. And coming up in you guys' next game, y'all are playing against Clarendon on Saturday. So, and that's another away game, too, as well. So how are you guys prepping for that?
Oh man, we keep doing what we're doing. We're just learning from the L's that we done took. We just learn from the mistakes of the games that we done had. So this just today we really focused on our two strike approaches. You know, and really seeing the ball up the pitcher's hand, you know, having quality at bats. And for a pitching standpoint, the guys just they came in, got their early work, you know, really focusing on keeping the ball low, keeping it down, working on those corners, living on those corners. So it's man, like it's still early for us and everything, but you know, it's a good thing we're catching it early, so we can tweak it up in practice time and get things situated. So we're still looking to back this weekend. We're still looking to bounce. Our plan goal is to take three this weekend, so it won't be no stopping. We still keep coming.
Y'all trying to be like Big Sean. Y'all gonna bounce back. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, you already know, and we'll bounce back for sure.
Already, that's what's up, man. So shout out to you guys. And as far as the Seminole Trojans baseball team goes, I know you guys got really big expectations for this year. And last week, Matt Chambers, he was player of the week.
Yeah, correct. That's right. Yeah, he had a great weekend. I think he hit 500 on that weekend, 2 home runs. 11 RBIs, so he's great athlete, man. It's crazy. It's like watching, you know, like we talked about before, like watching a little brother grow right there. You know, we've been seeing him in the locker room since he was 3 years old. Now he's out here better than I was.
Yo, coming up next, we got the word on the street, man. It's my boy Juice WRLD with Lucid Dreams. I got a Flashback Friday coming y'all up next on the word on the street. Yeah, sorry about that, Coach Tyrell. Had to do my drop right here on 104.9 The Beat. But just like as you were saying, man, it's just like watching a little brother, as in Mac Chambers, do his thing. And as far as this week goes, I know you guys suffered some 2 L's this week, but what's one player that really stood out to you guys?
For us or opponents?
For you guys.
This week, I have to say – I would have to say the whole top half lineup. You know, it's crucial. You know, whole top half of the lineup. You know, they normally set the tone once we get on when it's our time to hit. So, and you know, they come ready to go. You know, they get to have that hot. You know, hit pages. So everyone else, it start watch all the other hitters. They get it going too.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me wrong. We got a solid squad of hitters, and as long as they stay within themselves, we can do great things with this squad of hitters.
Okay, so as long as nobody go up there and try to be the hero at every at bat, you guys got a pretty good chance.
Yes, sir. As long as they stay with each other, have an approach up there, you know, looking to stay in the middle part of the field. There's no telling what this team of hitters can do.
Okay. Okay, with that being said, man, like I said, you guys are taking on Clarendon this Saturday. And then after that, you guys are going to Edmond, Oklahoma, to Barton Community College. And then after that, you guys are going to Coffeyville Community College, man, and they're all away. So how you guys are prepping for that, man? You guys are going to Clarendon, Edmond, UCO. Woo! It's a lot of traveling.
All these games are going to be played in Edmond at UCO's field.
Okay.
So, it's pretty much like a neutral site for everyone. And I think we got things fixed up today in practice. Pitching, I know the pitch be in there. Just had a great out in our last Kevin Dickey. He threw against Leathery. Did a hell of a job out there. You know, I think pitchers, they're going to be ready to go. So. I think overall, man, as long as we show up, you know, with the right mindset, I think we should come back. We should come out weekend with 3 dubs.
That's what I like to hear right there, Coach Tyrell Cummins. Man, you want to leave the audience with something real quick? Let them know where they can follow you guys at for this weekend.
Once you get down, you bounce right back up. Hey, follow them, you stand up 8.
That's what I like to hear right there, man. Hey, let them know what y'all Twitter handle is, man.
Our Twitter will be at SSC Baseball, or you can follow us on Facebook at Seminole State Trojans Baseball. And also, if you follow Press Sports, you can catch our live stand during games. And we open up tomorrow starting at 3:30. We got 3:30 and 6:30.
3:30 and 6:30. What time does batting practice start?
We're gonna play that one by ear right now. So we'll wait on Coach Chris to send out the message, and we'll go from there.
Alrighty, that's Coach Cummins right there, assistant coach with Seminole State Trojans. These guys are going to UCO and having the three games this weekend. Hopefully they can bounce back and get three more dubs and get ready to get back above 500 for the season. So thanks for talking to you, Coach Tyrell.
I appreciate it, Pete. I'll holler at you later.
All right, my pleasure, man.